Opinions stated by various contributors to Faces of Success Radio and its radio programs are not to be considered as endorsed by Faces of Success Radio. Visitors are urged to use their own discernment to draw their own conclusions. All information, products, services, and use of this website is for personal use only. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained with the website. Any services or products provided by Faces of Success Radio and its host contributors should be used solely for entertainment and enjoyment. We emphasize the importance of keeping an open mind and not construing the data, products, and/or services as factual. And as always, we thank you for listening.
Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nye, and you beautiful people are tuned in to yet another show of Nye Airwaves. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. We've got a great show for you this evening, as always. An exclusive interview with the amazing soul truth herself, Tracy Renaud, coming in later on for an exclusive interview. But as always, we're hitting y'all with the Billboard chart-topping singles, as well as our hot gossip. Spill the Tea is up next with Graham to the Emmy, giving you the newest on politics, crazy articles, our music inspirations, and so much more. Kicking off the show, as always, with a new track. On the number two on the charts, this is Bruno Mars, That's What I Like. Again, number two on the Billboard charts, this is Bruno Mars, That's What I Like. Stay tuned for the hot gossip.
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop a phone. Turn around and drop. Throw a plan, drop it for me. I'll rent the beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Pop the tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
best place to find the lovers of the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. First day, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. My waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Up here. How my babies doing? Cause y'all hear from y'all in the mini y'all. I've been seeing y'all, sending me all these articles and channels. So let's get into dibbling dabbling while we got some time. And make sure y'all hit that hotline 323-642-1569 for our exclusive interview with R&B soulstress Tracy Renard later on in the show. But let's talk about this here. Woman posing as Target employee stole $40,000 in iPhone. I'ma tell y'all one more time. Woman posing as Target employee stole $40,000 in iPhone. Police in Virginia are looking to identify a woman who impersonated a Target employee so that she could steal over $40,000 worth of iPhones. Investigators say on March 15th, an unidentified woman walked into Target. Again, she walked into Target in an Alexandria dressed as employee. The woman gained access to the store stockroom, where she placed over $40,000 worth of iPhones in a box and left. Fairfax County Police say that, in a statement, the suspect was not affiliated with the store but appears to have knowledge of store procedures, employee hours, and locations of the iPhones in the stockroom. Well, let me say this. Y'all still looking for this woman and she stole these phones on the 15th? I mean, honestly, that's absolutely sad to me. Y'all can't do y'all job. And the fact that y'all didn't understand that this woman was not a fellow employee makes me sad in itself. You couldn't look down and your list of employees, who was hired, who isn't, who punched in and who didn't, because that's how you can really tell based on who's punch in and out clock is in the system. You can't tell who this woman is. She just happened to walk in with a Target uniform, and she looked like she was one of y'all, so you just assumed, oh, yeah, she's fine. She know where the stockroom is. She know procedures. See, the thing that me learning, because I was in the retail business, my own doggone self, these people are customers, or they come in and scan the perimeters of the stores. They learn your habits. They learn policies. They do research on the internet. And then they do stuff like this. They come in, they do robberies, they steal, they know your procedures, they know your habits. 9 times out of 10, she was a former customer. And now she got $40,000 worth of iPhones. Now, baby, you could sell those on eBay, the black market. You could sell them on the street and get you at least $200 worth of pop. So she got $40,000 worth of iPhones. Let's do the math here. $40,000 times, if you do $200, that's $8 million right there. You sell $40,000 worth of phones. At $200 apiece, that's $8 million in her pocket right there. Just something to think about. All right, sugars, let's move on to the next article. All right, now, we all know who J-Lo is. Yes, Miss Jennifer Lopez, I'm still Jenny from the block. She is being sued by hoverboard company that supplied 42 scooters for dancing in her Las Vegas residency show. Again, Jennifer Lopez sued by hoverboard company that supplied 42 scooters for dancing in Las Vegas residency show. Jennifer Lopez was sued Thursday by a hoverboard, that's today, company that supplied gear for her Las Vegas residency show. Sidekick Group Corporation alleged in court documents that they supplied 42 hoverboards for the 47-year-old performer and her dancers. So let's just stop right there. We know J-Lo ain't 47. She ain't nowhere near in her 40s. She's more close to 50-something than she is in her 40s. So stop playing, y'all Hollywood folk lying about your age. The company said the singer was in charge, but their contract requires her to promote Sidekick wheels on social media. Lopez was supposed to post promotions for Sidekick once every 3 months on Instagram and Twitter, according to the lawsuit. Sidekick claims that Lopez only posted once and later deleted it. Lopez, however, had a video tweet on May 2016 at her All I Have show with her performance on Sidekick coverboards still on her Twitter page Thursday. Sidekick claims that it cost $54,390 for the boards that were custom made for the show. In all honesty, that sounds about right, because it's been this new thing, and really ain't new, that these performers have been paid in full to show up and do performances at colleges. They haven't been showing up on tour. And now, all of a sudden, it's just a magical thing that Jennifer don't show up at one of her, don't post what she's supposed to for a fellow sponsor, that's not highly unlikely. It ain't. I'm going to be honest, it ain't highly unlikely. And the fact that this is common, too, in social media, you can post an ad for somebody and you are held under contract and you delete it. It's common. But when you're held under a written agreement with these companies and they supplying you with, again, $54,390 worth of merchandise, baby, that's a big, I don't care what nobody say, that's a big chunk out of your paycheck with these Vegas shows. Especially with the fact that, let me put it out there, J-Lo is a dancer. J-Lo is not a singer. She is a dancer. So you're getting the lights, the camera, the action, and all that from her. And people are paying to see J-Lo. And I mean, come on. She got a great body. She got abs. She can dance and sing somewhat. She be hitting them Drake notes sometimes. But, yeah. J-Lo, give these folks their money. Please. Please, baby, it's unnecessary and very unprofessional for you to not give these folks their props and their money, especially, that's like not paying your light man that does all the special effects for your shows and lighting. That's like not giving your manager or your road manager a shout out. Give these folks what their money's worth. Come on now. And last but not least, before we get into our exclusive interview, we all know about Trump. Yes, Trump, our new president and former millionaire, billionaire, show and show, okay, and Ivanka Trump, his daughter, is to become the U.S. presidential advisor. Yes, this is the first job by any offspring of our president that will have a job in the White House. Ivanka Trump, again, is to become the U.S. presidential advisor. Talk about keeping it in the family, huh? Ivanka Trump will take an official government role as an unpaid advisor to her father's U.S. President Donald Trump. And the White House announced it yesterday. The first daughter, whose husband, Jared Kushner, also worked as a senior advisor to the president, will not receive a salary for her work as a federal employee. Kushner, a real estate developer, is also unpaid. Here's a quotation. We are pleased that Ivanka Trump has chosen to take this step in her unprecedented role as first daughter and in support of the White House and her father as president. Ivanka's service as an unpaid employee furthers her our commitment to ethics, transparency, and compliance and affords her increased opportunities to lead initiatives driving real policy benefits for the American public that would not have been available to her previously. In a couple of months since her father became president, Ivanka, 35, has been a regular presence at the White House, where she already has an office. She was present when her father received Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in January, and earlier this month took part in a roundtable discussion with President Trump and Chancellor Angela Merkel during a German leader's visit at the White House. Well, no shade, no tea, no nothing. I'm happy for the baby. You do your thing, and you got somebody that's willing to give you a job, your father specifically. If you, I understand keeping it in the family, because there'd be a lot of funky people going around here and like running in and out of that White House that are paid to overrun, that are paid to hack, that are paid to do so many different underhanded jobs by competing politicians as well as inside jobs of fellow staff. So keeping it in your family is cool. I don't know if I'd be doing it unpaid. That's just me. Because I know if I was stressing and scraping and scruffing for my father, knowing the type of man he is, money hungry, selfish, and a tyrant. Oop, did I say that? Yeah, I did. Knowing what type of person he is, I'd want to be compensated for something. But at the same time, with her being who she is, she could get a job anywhere, anytime, any place. And that would be a plus for her and anybody else. All right, sugars, we got 10 minutes down into the show. Just a few more minutes, and we will be in the studio with the amazing soulstress by the name of Tracy Bernard. She will be in for an exclusive interview. Let's get back into these tunes and cue her in just a few minutes. Make sure y'all dial in at 323-642-1569 and press boop 1 to connect to the host and ask questions and send us on our social media sites to ask questions for the amazing soulstress Tracy Bernard. Back into this gossip, let's get ready for this interview. Bye, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Something ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. Look like you hiding your problems. Really, you never was solid. No, you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just volition. Gotta reach, I reach back like 1-3, like 1-3. Yeah. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Yeah. Straight up to my face, trying to play it safe. Five, six, like night and day. I could see a light right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since then, it's never been the same. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place.
Whole time they wanna take my place.
Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me, straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Jay Michaels proudly presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert, Saturday, May 6, 2017. Nominees and performances by GQ.
I do love you, oh, but it's
Howard Hewitt. Club Nouveau. And John John of Troop. Barge. With many more surprise special guests and appearances by Viola Gay and special honors going to Marvin Gaye. Tickets are available now. Group room rates available at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California, using our group code, J. Michaels. That's the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert at the California Education Performing Arts Center, located at 11255 Central Avenue in Ontario, California. For more information and to get your tickets, go to jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. Proceeds to benefit the Cancer Society for Children and Youth Helpers. This advertisement was brought to you by Nye Airwaves Youth Radio on facesofsuccessradio.com.
It is your girl, Nye, and you beautiful people are tuned in to yet another show of Nye Airwaves, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. It is time for our exclusive interview portion of the show featuring the amazing soulstress by the name of Tracy Renaud. Let's introduce her one time. The question, who is Tracy Renaud, would be the best answered by her new project, It's Time. It's Time is a musical statement of life and turning a fresh page on a life in progress. The perfect introduction to a diverse talent of the last decade and a great vocally smooth pop, R&B, and soulful inspirational flavored album laced with positive lyrical content. Now that's what I'm talking about. Tracy began performing at the age of 13. And has traveled the nation, winning the respect of audiences fortunate to catch her dynamic, unparalleled, high-energy performance. This lyricist, songwriter, and dancer with a growing fan base and a performance resume filled with major personal achievements is an undeniable talent. As a writer of positive words and meaningful thought-provoking integrity, her honest penning, heartfelt lyrics are inspired by real-life situations, which is a plus. Her debut album, It's Time, in harmony with Tracy's life experiences, circumstances that will be noted, relatable by most of her listeners. A selfless performer, Tracy has used her gift of song and dance to win prizes and money to purchase gifts for children in hospitals and benefit charitable causes benefiting leukemia and other terminal childhood diseases. Let's not waste any more time. Let's cue her into the studio. Everyone, please welcome the talented and, as I see, big-hearted Tracy Renaud. Hello, hello. How are you? Good evening.
Very well. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So I gave a little bit of info about you, but I want you to personally introduce yourself and tell us who Tracy Renaud really is.
Well, as you stated, I started out in New Orleans, Louisiana, in a small town called Narco, Louisiana. I would entertain for hospitals. I started out at Charity Hospital in New Orleans. And I went into hospitals and school. And then on from there, I moved to New California with my aunt and uncle to be able to come to L.A. and pursue my my hopes and dreams of being in the business and reaching out and helping people as much as I can. Because I come from a large family, I love to give back. And in that small town, that's what we did. We stuck up for one another, helped one another in Narco, Louisiana.
Oh, that's beautiful. So where would you say, at what time in your life did you say you planted your feet and knowing that this was your dream for music? Like, when, at what age did you know this is officially what I want to do for the rest of my life?
My brother Jeff and Leon, and Eric, we had so much passion. They was helping me with my music when I was like 16. So people in my town of New Orleans, even though I didn't live there anymore, I would go back and they would show great support. And I know then that was that's what I wanted to do all my life, my music.
That's awesome. So you moved to Los Angeles, of course, with your family. And were you expecting to pursue your dreams there? Were you expecting it to take off? What exactly were your expectations in moving to L.A.?
Yeah, I was, L.A. is it's a musical capital. So definitely I was aiming for my music to branch out, that would take me around the world. And That's my hope, and I've got people. There's people that hear my music all over the place now, but not in large quantity right now. But there's so many people still hear me in Spain and Africa, and as I say, all over.
Okay. So, have you had the opportunity to perform worldwide? Because from your bio it says that you performed nationally, and I'm sure you have such a big fan base that enjoys your voice, and you have such a soulful power to your voice. So have you been able to travel outside of the country?
Yes, and I'll be going again in June. I'll be going to perform in Milan, Italy. I'll be going to Madrid, Spain, and also in London, England.
Okay,
I'll be performing
so what
in those
would you
places.
Say, that's amazing. And with amazing opportunities like that, do you have a certain place that you've been that you would always return to, whether vacation or performance, or even just having, like, meet and greets with the fans?
I would like to go to Switzerland. That's my dream. I would love to go to
Switzerland. Okay, why Switzerland?
It's beautiful. Elk Pines over there is really, really, really beautiful place. But I've never been, but I would love to go. It's always been my dream.
I love it. Well, I'm sure you will be able to pursue that dream, especially with your traveling worldwide and you're seeing different countries and cultures. It's going to be a wild ride for you, and I'm so ready to see that transition in your life. So,
thank you.
You are a soulstress. You go from smooth pop to R&B and with positive lyrics. And I'm all about good lyrics. Lyrical content is number one for me. That's the first thing I listen to as a consumer when I'm listening to a song. So how would you define your style of music?
My music is, I like to write music that is inspiring. I like it that it's going to impact people in certain ways. They may be going through certain things. So whenever I write, I like to write that it's going to be uplifting. And a lot of my songs is life stories of what I've been through, things that I've encountered. And to be able to share with others, they'll know that, it's not somebody who just writes a lyric, they experience it. So when I write, I like to keep it positive, to be able to encourage as many people as I can. and to utilize my gift in a very positive way.
Right. And with so many people don't realize that a lot of younger listeners are tuning in, and they have an ear to the streets and the internet, and we have to be very cautious on the material that we put out. So the fact that your fan base can broaden, and you have such positive lyrics, it's going to be great for the younger listeners to the older generation. I'm sure you have a wide fan base.
Yes, most definitely. The children are the future, so we want to make sure when we put out stuff, there's going to be a positive impact, because they're going to emulate you no matter what. So you want to have a good impact for our future. They are our future. So whenever, like I said, when I put out, I want to make sure that it's going to impact, whether it's the young, the old, in a very positive way. And as you stated, definitely the children, they need it a lot today, because it's very crucial that we impact the kids in a way that it's going to brighten their future, have them the drive to want something out of life, not being negative, but be positive.
Absolutely.
Because music is more than just the beat.
It is. Oh, please,
being influenced by the lyrics. Yeah, you
music
got little kids.
Music is more than just the beat. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Exactly.
I just love the fact that you said that, because a lot of people don't comprehend that, yeah, you've got a hot beat, but when you have lyrics, when kids are reiterating your lyrics and remembering for like the back of your hand and wanting to purchase your tickets for your concert, half of them don't even understand what they're saying. So that's
exactly.
Thank you for saying that. And word on the street is, because I keep my ear to the street too, when you perform, you command your attention on stage, and you are to be described, from what I heard, as a born-to-be legend. So how do you take that title on, a born-to-be legend?
I'm very humble. I mean, I work extremely hard, and I've been doing this for many, many years. I work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. I would leave my work and I would go into the studio. There's many a times that I just feel like it's a lot, but I have to continue to pursue. I've done many shows for all over the place, and when I do it, I give it my all, and people are so appreciative of it. And for them to state, like, say, born to be a legend, someone's writing my resume to say, you're born to be a legend. I said, oh, thank you.
And I'm so glad that you take that with humility, because a lot of artists out here don't realize that humility is key when gravitating a fan base, for one, and also gravitating work, because you never know when your next blessing is going to come from, and your attitude is your ticket to your work. So I am so glad that you are humbled. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I want to stay humble, because I don't want the glory. God get the glory. I'm a servant in all that I do. And this is like a job. My music is a job, and I want to continue to be humble. And I know someday my music is going to sell millions around the world, and I want to help other people. And as I state, I'm a servant. I do not want to be someone to sit up there and worship me and think that I'm more than anybody else. I don't deserve that.
Right.
Only God deserves that.
Very powerful statement. So we're going to get into your music.
You.
We have one of your songs by the name of Bouncing Back. So can you describe
that's
that
a new
for
release.
Us as we get into the studio? Yes, we have the new single in by Miss Tracy Renaud. This is Bouncing Back. So please tell us
Bouncing
about that. Give
back.
Us a little insight.
Oh, my gosh. Bouncing Back. I'm a single mom, me and my daughter. I've been divorced since my daughter was 4 years old, and it was a struggle. And I wrote that song. It was like, for me and my daughter, I'm like, hold on. God will see us through. And Bouncing Back is a very encouraging song. Every day when you got to kiss your child and go off to work, and at 6 a.m. in the morning, you don't see him again until the following day. it takes a lot. And that song is going to, when you listen to it, you'll understand the story. And I'm not the only one faced with it. There's so many other people. And that's why I wrote it.
Absolutely. Yes. So without further ado, Miss Tracy, would you please introduce your new single, Bouncing Back?
Bouncing Back, featuring my daughter Giovanna.
All right, everyone, you heard it from Miss Tracy Renaud. This is a new release exclusively right here on Faces of Success Radio. This is the one, the only Tracy Renaud. Bounce.
I've grown from adversity, triumphing over my circumstances. Hey, life tried to break me. I've been knocked off my feet.
How you feel? I'm in the dragon suitcases up the hotel steps, praying and thanking God because he never left. Don't you ever give up when you feel there's nothing left. Don't you ever give up when you under so much stress.
I'm not going back. Look in my eyes. Can't you see tenacity? I live to see my destiny. I face the challenge. Will not be moved. Never giving up. Vision alive.
All right, everyone, that's an exclusive right here on Faces of Success Radio, bouncing back from Miss Tracy.
Bouncing.
All right. So that, I was loving that. I mean, the track was hot. Your
Thank
vocals
you.
Were hot. I'm sure all of the listeners were bouncing back, bouncing in their seats, dancing. Because, oh, my God. So what is that already available on sale, or is that coming soon for a release?
It's coming soon. It's going to be available on iTunes everywhere digitally, and also we'll have copies as well.
Oh.
Yeah, hard copies.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, I, you guys have to go out and get it. Bouncing Back by Miss Tracy Renaud, because that, that's the type of music that you have to play when you are in a great mood. Nothing is going to steal your day, or you're trying to get everything done, being a boss. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you're working on a new project. It's time. So tell us more details about that upcoming project as well.
It's time with all the songs that are going to be releasing on that album. It's about... It's time for my music to be heard around the world. It's time for me to do what I was, the gift that God has given me, to be able to go out and touch the hearts and lives of people. And that's what the whole album is stating about. It is time to be to do what I was called
to
do.
Yes. And when you think about it, and this is what I want everybody else to think about too that's tuning in, it's a declaration. It's time. It is a,
yes.
That's a bold statement. It's time for you to be heard. It's time for your music. It's time for you to start rolling in all those listeners.
Exactly.
And everything. It is a
yes.
statement piece. It's time. Do you have artwork already and set for it?
I'm working on it, yes.
Yes.
One of the singles I did, but yeah.
So, do we have a prospective date for it to come out, or are we still working on that?
It's going to be released next week. I'm going to have it next week, because one of them already out, and that's going to be I Gave You All of Me. All of Me is being released.
I am excited. Oh, we all have to do another drop or another exclusive right here on the show to promote your music as much as we possibly can, because we need more people like you that have a positive message and is trying to uplift everyone, because really and truly we know with our economy and our new president in the office, things are about to take a shift. So we
exactly.
need as much positive energy as we possibly can.
And I'm trying to display as much as I can. That's the whole aim of my music.
And you said you are a mommy. So how is your daughter incorporated into your musical process? Does she want to sing, or is she just in the background like, Mom, let me let you do your thing, and I'll support you?
Well, my daughter's been coming with me to the studio since she was like a baby. And she's 18, but she's pursuing modeling. But she's not really want to do singing, yeah. She want to do modeling.
And how is that going for her? Would you like to step into her essence and in her lane and walk a catwalk with her?
No, not really. I'm not a model.
but when you think about it, it goes hand in hand a bit. She's walking the catwalk and you're walking the stage. You're all
either
way, you're commanding your presence. And she's commanding hers. So you never know. You
Sounds
might be
good.
At one of her catwalks and perform. They might ask, oh, yeah. Yeah. What's your daughter's name?
Giovanna.
Giovanna. Her go-see or her manager might call her up. Hey, Giovanna, we want Tracy Renaud performing live at the catwalk with Givenchy or Dolce & Gabbana. We want her and her positivity. So, yeah, let's put it out there. Ms.
I
Tracy
receive
Renaud
it. Yes, I receive it.
Yes, she will be performing live for LA Fashion Week and New York Fashion Week for Givenchy and Dolce & Gabbana. Putting it out there. Yes, positive energy.
I like that. Exactly. Sounds good to
so
me.
So we've got the album coming out. We've got more singles on the way. What else is up next from Miss Tracy Renaud.
Well, I'm just training hard. I'm just working really hard and get ready for the show in London. And also I'll be performing in Las Vegas June the 2nd at the show called the
Ooh.
Voice Awards. I just got added to that, so I'm very grateful for that. So I have to do a lot of training and make sure that my show is an awesome show, that people remember it and, you know, go out and help support my music as well.
All
and help
right.
put my name on the map.
This is
yeah.
one of the biggest questions that I get from supporters, listeners, everything. As far as a performer, what is it like in the day of the life of Miss Tracy Renaud?
I work a lot. I do a lot of working. I like to spend time with my daughter. Even though she's 18, I try to still spend that quality time because being a single mom for so long, it was hard for me because I didn't get enough time, spend enough time with her. So I try to do makeup. And then also promoting my music. I like to be able to promote my music. I have
mm-hmm.
awesome help. I have wonderful help from my consultant, Beverly Brown, and my
mm-hmm.
producer, Stephen Green. They've just been phenomenal helping, and then also my publicist from Wet PR. So, but it's a lot of work.
I'm sure it
and
is.
It's a daily basis, you know, training, and yes, it is a lot.
Mm-hmm. And how are you able to handle it all? How are you able to handle it all and balance?
I balance everything through prayer. I pray without ceasing all the time. I will never tell you and deny and say that I can't. You know, God is number one in my life. He's my balancer. Yes, most definitely.
I love that. I love that. So are you one to pray before a performance or for safe travel?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So is that like your meditation or your routine before every performance?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. First and foremost, and all that I do, I'll never be ashamed of that. Never.
Anybody that you want to give a special shout out to, as far as your team is concerned, the fans, the music producers, this is your time to shine. So if you want to speak your truth right now, go right ahead and give some shout outs.
Yes, definitely give a shout out to fans all over, fans in Africa, Lulu, and my fans in Japan. Fans all over the world, especially the fans in London who've been playing my music a lot in London and Italy, and also now it's going to Sweden. Thank you guys so much if you're listening. Also to my family, I love my family dearly. A shout out to my, my father, Ernest Renard, and also shout out to my family out here in L.A. And also, most importantly, I'd like to shout out for, again, I already mentioned Beverly's name, but she's just been phenomenal in helping me. I really appreciate her. It's nothing like people that stand behind you, and she is definitely behind me, and I appreciate her dearly. And also, like I said, my producer, he's been working very hard, Stephen Green. And also my daughter, Giovanna, shout out. Love you dearly.
and
thank you, guys.
One
I appreciate you guys.
Oh, no, thank you so much. Faces of Success and Nyerwaves personally thanks you for being in the studio and sharing your truth, because everybody
yes,
deserves
you.
To have a voice. And especially with someone that's positive, we need more of that. Absolutely. So let's put another positive declaration out for you. Your album and your single, Bouncing Back, will be number one on the charting charts in England,
yes,
in the UK, crossing over on the pop charts, and also in the U.S. You know what? Forget about the U.S. because the money is in England and in the European countries, not down the U.S. I'm Team USA all the way. But to put
out
in all positivity, you are going to be number one. As much as you keep God first and your positivity, you will be on top. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
And how can we
and
keep
you guys
up
would
with
definitely
you
see
that
I would do a lot of good. Keep an eye on TracyRenaud.com, TracyRenaud. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram. So there's always going to be a way to, you know, to look me up and show support. I'm also available. You guys can get my single on iTunes. It's also on Amazon, on all those sites. They can pull it up and show support, because that helps out tremendously.
All right, everyone. That is Miss Tracy Renaud. Do you want to, while we have you still on the air, would you like to say anything else, any positive messages or anything positive for people who have a dream or want to break into the industry or who are just tuning in? Anything positive from you, Tracy?
Yes. If you have a dream, you hold on tight. You pursue that dream. And whatever you do, I always ask to tell anybody, keep God first in all that you do. And he would open up the doors for you that no man cannot shut. And as long as you believe in yourself, doesn't matter the naysayer, as long as you believe in it and what you're putting out is going to be benefit to helping others, then go all the way and never let nothing stop you. I've been on this journey for a long time, and I won't stop until I get to where I need to be.
All right. Thank you again, Tracy. And we're going to play your new single, Bouncing Back, one more time on the air. Thank you so much for being a positive.
You're welcome.
And make sure you shoot us some more music when you drop your album so we can support you as much as we possibly can.
I will, most definitely. Thank you guys so much.
All right, everyone. That was Tracy Renaud. Amazing, focused, positive. I will say she's the positivity ambassador of the world right now, because she's going out to the UK, Sweden, Italy. She's going everywhere, and I want to thank her so much for being on the air. Again, we're going to play her single, Bouncing Back, closing out, and of course, your favorite chart-topping singles on the billboards and some throwbacks as well. Again, for those of us tuning in, this is Tracy Renaud, Bouncing Back.
I've grown from adversity, triumphing over my circumstances. Hey, life tried to break me. I've been knocked off my feet. Again, I rise, refuse to die.
I'm never dragging suitcases up the hotel steps, praying and thanking God because he never left. Don't you ever give up when you feel there's nothing left. Don't you ever give up when you under so much stress.
I'm not going back.